Right. Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got some Grateful Dead up first, as usual. And then we'll get into the rest of the set and enjoy.
Close my mind. just crossed my mind. Driving the train, I'm cocaine. Daisy Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
Hello everyone, this is Harrison, and if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Stranger Waves on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Casey Jones from October 2nd, 1977. It was just put out as Dave's Picks Volume 45, so I thought I'd play it. I've been listening to the two shows that came on that release recently. This is definitely one of the big standouts. But yeah, got a fun set for you today. Pretty much the standard players that you're used to hearing on here. Some new stuff thrown in here and there. But yeah, before me, you were listening to Global Grooves with Jake. And after me, you'll be hearing the Silica Gel Slop Hour with Dan. So really, this three-hour block is the best in college radio. I'm confident in saying that. So stay tuned. Keep your dials tuned to WMFO. Keep listening. Up next, been listening to a lot of the Stop Making Sense release. And my favorite constantly flips between what I'm about to play and a couple others. But yeah, I don't know how I haven't played this one on air yet, and so I thought I would bless everybody with it. This is Life During Wartime from Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads. Enjoy. Okay, Apple Music is giving me a hard time, so let's see if we can get this working. In the meantime, hope everyone's having a good start to their day, good Monday. And yeah, this is the new time slot for the foreseeable future, new season of Stranger Waves. Minus Auden, who I'm missing a fair bit, but I'm sure he's having fun in Amsterdam. So there we go. I got it working. All right. Life during wartime. Stop making sense. Enjoy.
Survive. My chest is aching.
All right, so that was Life During Wartime from Stop Making Sense. And it was a big day for annoying people a few days ago because King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard put out 3 full shows from Red Rocks last year on Bandcamp. And of course I got them. And so I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks off of it that isn't, you know, 25 minutes long, because if I had that much time, that's what we'd be doing instead. But yeah, they played last year. They played 3 sets back to back at Red Rocks, and just like marathon, like 3 hours each. Something like 80. There's like 86. Yeah, 86 tracks on this release. There's a lot of music to get through. But here's one from Omnium Gatherum last year. This is Magenta Mountain from Red Rocks last year. Enjoy.
Thank you. Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
All right. So, yeah, that was Midget of the Mountain from Red Rocks 22. I'm really happy that Gizzard is kind of keeping the consistent touring and, like, publishing a lot of live material sort of tradition going, because there are very few bands nowadays that, you know, actively are pumping out their live material and really doing consistent touring. But Gizzard is one of those bands, and I'm here for it. I'm going to keep listening as long as they keep putting out music. So yeah, let's take a little break from the music and talk about sports for a second. I don't know if y'all watched the games yesterday. I didn't watch the NFC Championship because I had a feeling it was going to be a blowout, and sure enough, I was right. I'm pretty sure the Eagles are the perennial Super Bowl champions. Really seems like it's going to take a lot from Patrick Mahomes to beat them. But the AFC Championship, on the other hand, was pretty exciting, even if it had a terrible ending. I was quick to kind of jump on the garbage roughing the passer call, ruining the game. But after watching it a few more times, it's pretty clear Patrick Mahomes is out of bounds when he gets pushed, so it is the right call. But, you know, it's a shame that it had to end that way because it was so competitive up until that point. But, yeah, you know, Burrow can't chuck two picks in a championship game and expect to make it to the Super Bowl. The fact that he almost did, I think, speaks volumes about how banged up Kansas City's secondary was. And Patrick Mahomes, man, whatever drugs they're giving him is insane, because he was playing on a high ankle sprain and he's scrambling, running around, seemingly getting infinite time in the pocket to get a good pass off. And yeah, Kansas City just looks like they're going to keep dominating. In a Super Bowl the year they traded Tyreek Hill, and everybody was kind of like, oh, they're going to be worse, but arguably they got better. So, you know, good stuff for both teams. My team got Tyreek Hill, and Kansas City gets Super Bowl appearance. So good stuff. Super excited for February 12th. Should be a good game. Should be a really, really good game. These two teams definitely both deserve to be there, as much as I wish it was the Bengals instead of the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs have a slightly better shot of actually beating the Eagles. So we'll see. That's my take on it. I don't think it's really rocking the boat, but it was a good game. As I mentioned earlier, my co-host is in Amsterdam, so this semester is going to be solo once again. And yeah, I should probably change the name back to Strange Waves, but I like Stranger Waves, so we're going to stick with that. But I'm going to play a song that he showed me and actually got me into a totally new artist that I had somehow overlooked for years. This is Ain't That Easy by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. I've definitely played this on air before, but I was listening to it earlier and I was just thinking, yeah, this would be a nice thing to do. So Auden, if you're listening to this or listening to the archive later down the road, this one's for you. Yeah, this is Ain't That Easy off of Black Messiah by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. Enjoy, everybody.
Separated, babe. Stay with me, that's all I can do. You can't. never be with the choice that you can't decide.
Direction left or right.
Shut your mind off and focus on what you feel inside.
See, y'all know I'ma go with my
So yeah, that was Ain't That Easy by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. That whole album's really, really solid. So is like all of D'Angelo's work, which is what I was kind of hinting to earlier, that this sort of unlocked this, you know, artist that I had really somehow just kind of missed, because, you know, he's incredibly popular and gets cited frequently as being one of the better R&B artists of the 90s and 2000s. But yeah, up next, got some Sade. I forget who said it. One of my friends said that there's nobody on planet Earth who doesn't like Sade, and I thought that was an incredibly apt description, because I think it's impossible to dislike this kind of music. But yeah, this is No Ordinary Love by Sade. We're going to keep the music going, and I'm realizing I have a bit more time than I thought I did. I think I miscalculated a bit, so find some more stuff to put in before I leave y'all. So yeah, this is No Ordinary Love by Sade.
I gave you all the love I got, I gave you more than
No Ordinary Love by Sade. Great track. Up next, I have a song that my mom wanted me to play last week, but I couldn't fit it in, so I pushed it off to play now. Still thinking about the death of David Crosby, of course. This is another track from Deja Vu, same album I played last week. This is Carry On by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So, enjoy.
One morning I woke up and I knew you were gone. A new day, a new way, and new eyes were still on. Lord, your way after mine kept on. The sky is clearing and the night is brighter. The sun fables are able to resolve. Now witness the quickness with which we get along. To sing the blues, you've got to live the dues get along.
Thank you.
All right, I got one more track before I leave you for the week. Haven't played Steely Dan on the show in a long time, which is kind of surprising if you've been listening for a while, because you know it's kind of my go-to. So I was looking for a track that I haven't played, and I found one. So we'll get to that in a second. But again, I don't know if I'm gonna have time to come back on here after, but we got Dan with the Silica Gel Slop Hour up right after this. So if you're not doing anything, keep WMFO on. Keep listening to some Freeform Radio. Play some really good stuff. And again, Jake before me with Global Grooves. So got this nice little block of really good music, a lot of fun stuff going on. And then later today, I'm going to shout him out because I think that he deserves it as well. We got Hour to Kill at 10 p.m. tonight with Isaac, and his show is always really, really solid too. So yeah, tune into that. WMFO is, you know, it's fun. And if you're listening and you go to Tufts and you don't have a show, you know, throw your hat in the ring. I don't know if applications are done yet, but if they aren't, throw it in. Come get trained and get a radio show. It's a lot of fun. Provides, you know, some fun stuff to do. Listen to some good music. Meet some fun people. All good things. So yeah, again, thanks for tuning in. It's a new season of Stranger Waves. A little bit disorganized today. I had a super busy morning. Got one more song for you guys, and then I'm going to hand it over to Dan with the Silica Gel Slop Hour. This is The Boston Rag by Steely Dan off of Countdown to Ecstasy, which I still maintain is their second best album, and I would love to hear some arguments against that. I know Dan and I argue about that frequently, but yeah, this is The Boston Rag off of Countdown to Ecstasy by Steely Dan, and it's been Harrison on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Does Freeform Radio, and I'll see you next week.
never did a thing that didn't benefit you. Guilty in plain sight. You're guilty in plain sight. But the law always wins. You're guilty in plain sight. For your original sin. Thought you were smarter, had it all figured out. Guilty in plain sight. You could rob them